It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio. It's quarter number three, which means it's time for Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com for all your barbecue rub sauce and catering of good Q needs. Go to 409tailgateclub.com. They've been getting some props on Twitter, by the way. I follow them on Twitter. There's some former Penn State people that have been repping their sauces and their rubs.
409 Tailgate Club?
Yeah, they're using it, and they're like, man, this stuff is
Stephon
good.
Stephon Morris, I think, was so really good. Happy yes. to get the corner from the 2012 team.
Yes, that is 100% correct. I did see that. So just remember, I got your questions. He's going to answer them. The listener deemed with the number one question this week will receive a tailgate box, courtesy of 409tailgateclub.com. You'll get some of the aforementioned sauces and rubs. Okay, Ross, are you ready?
I am ready.
Ryan from Newcastle in the state of Pennsylvania asks.
Barely.
Ross, yes. Since you play in the NFL and no offensive line talent, who would be some of the starters for Penn State after Gonzo, McGovern, Bates, all those guys leave? Will Fries, Bennett, all those guys still have 2 years left, so I think they're pretty solidified as it. But after McGovern, Bates, and Gonzo, who are some of the guys you have your eyes on?
Well, so then you're really, since they haven't really played much, you're really just talking about what I thought of them in high school.
Right.
And I guess blue-white game for the ones that played in the blue-white game a little bit.
How's Miranda done, by the way?
I thought he did.
I thought he's been
very
fine.
Comfortable. He looked very comfortable yeah. playing.
I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Yeah. I think Miranda's ready to go.
Yeah.
I think that they'll just have to decide what position. I would just say this. I will be surprised if all five Penn State offensive linemen return. Now, I don't know if that means...
So Gonzalez has another year,
I think.
So does Connor McGovern and Bates.
They all have...
Mennett and Fry have two.
Mennett's got two. Fry has two.
Right.
So I'd be surprised if all five guys return. I don't know if that means Bates goes pro or McGovern goes pro or both. I don't know. I'd be surprised if they all came back. What we know now is Miranda can do it.
Yep.
Miranda can play. Chaz Wright's done, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Miranda can play. Other than that,
no,
we
CJ
haven't
Thorpe.
Seen a whole lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know they really like him. I'd be concerned about him. You hear a lot of positive stuff. Are you hearing as much positive stuff about Dez Holmes this year?
No, but I wanted to ask you, Ross, when – so a couple guys got to – a couple freshmen got to Penn State in August, and obviously it didn't bother Freiermuth because he's just the Hulk anyway, right. And he was already a big guy. But a guy like Rasheed Walker, who didn't – a strength and conditioning program with Dwight, and I know that Ross really likes his talent. I remember what he said about him when he signed. Is he a guy, I wonder, that can really make a jump from year one to year two once he gets – a little bit more comfortable in the system?
Well, based on his physical ability and his highlight video, you would say yes. You would say that he's a guy that I would expect to make a big leap in spring ball. You know, after he gets winter conditioning under, he's practiced for a year. And one of the reasons why we probably haven't heard much about Dez Holmes is he's no longer on the scout team. You know, he's up with the varsity, so to speak, you know, practicing their reps. So you don't hear about, oh, man, he's giving our guys trouble. He's blocking them great because he's with them. I would say Miranda right now is one. Dez Holmes, from what we've heard. It sounds like they like Scruggs. I don't know if Gellerstedt.
How about Thorpe? Well, he was an offensive lineman who played defensive lineman. He didn't really – it looked like that was just an emergency move. If they move him back, he is a large human. I just wonder, is he ready to maybe be not necessarily a starter, but can he be a key reserve?
I think that Thorpe's position will be dependent on what happens in recruiting the next few weeks potentially, and also who leaves school and who stays.
Yeah.
You know, if they lose a couple linemen, then they might move him back to the offensive side of the ball.
All right, let's keep going. This is from Rich in Bakersfield, California. He says, Ross, Love your analysis.
Why is it so funny?
Because this will be a good question where he's going to ship it to California.
If he's chosen as the winner. Ship this to California. He says, I love your analysis and your skillfully coined phrase, Daddy Sotos. It's become a fixture in many of my circles. We're soon going to be in the peak for high school recruiting and signing. Given the recent career endings, injuries for Penn State players in and around the football program, Nana Asadu comes to mind. What is your opinion on all recruits being required to take a physical, a comprehensive medical screening and physical before they sign and get their scholarship?
Wow. That's an interesting question. That is a good question.
Ooh,
and I would tell you that, I don't know, there's probably some privacy issues there. I don't know. Yeah. I know this. The coaches do as much as they can to find out as much as they can. They are concerned about health, and that can be a differentiator for them. Sometimes you'll see guys that they end up going to like a group of five school rather than a power five school. Their health is
a big reason.
They had some injury that's lingering, or right. They had some injury their junior year, and people don't like them as much as a result, or they're concerned. I just don't know how you would ever regulate that process. I don't think that there is a way. They're high school student athletes, and they have no incentive for you to know the issues that they've had.
Right.
None. I mean, obviously, if you're the picture of health, you want that. A lot of times, some of this stuff isn't even discovered until they get on campus and take the physicals then. So I think while that would probably be best for the universities, I don't think it'll ever happen. I don't think it's best for the kids.
All right, one more. Chris in Baton Rouge, Louisiana asks, Ross, it's been three seasons. Give me your assessment of Matt Leingrover as an offensive line coach. And in your opinion, is it time for James Franklin to start looking elsewhere, or do you keep Leingrover?
I think I keep Leingrover. I think that they've gotten better as the year's gone on. I think they've been better the last few weeks. And on paper, at least, they would have everybody back. I do think that there are a number of guys. If you look, Gonzalez, Mennett, Bates, McGovern, all those guys have gotten better.
They're probably going to be NFL prospects. And, you know, has he recruited four and five stars? Yeah, but, I mean, Ross is right. I mean, I don't know. I'm just curious about Ross. You were not crazy about the fact that he likes to move guys around instead of, like, Holmes, but I mean, do you think now, looking back on it, the fact that they're flexible has kind of helped when they get injuries?
Yes, but he settled on positions and stuck with them for most of the season, and it just when they decided, I think they decided that Fries is just better at left tackle, and when they did that, I don't know why. I think a lot of times when that happens, there's a health issue. You know,
right.
Some guy has maybe Fries' left knee was bothering him. And you didn't want him to push off at right tackle. I don't know. I'm just making this up.
Yeah.
But they solidified what they wanted to do early in training camp, I felt like, and they went with it. And I thought that was good. They had some games where I thought they were a little bit disappointing. But you do have to understand that all these guys can come back.
Right.
You know, so they could have an awesome offensive line next year if they all came back, which I don't expect them to do.
All right, you're listening to Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Quarter number three, your questions, his answers. It's Ask Ross. All right, let's keep moving. This one comes from Chad in Kansas City, Missouri. Ross, give me the position groups for next year in order. Top two or three you think are the best or are the most exciting to you when you would consider all the returning guys and the incoming recruits?
O-line, wide receiver.
If they can catch.
Gosh.
Well, I'm talking about the freshman. I'm talking about it could be shorter Hamler Dotson.
Yeah, it could be.
It could be shorter
Daniel
Hamler
George
Dotson.
Is another guy I think that has a
chance. I would say linebacker. Because they move on from Koa Farmer and they have the other guys back. And I think Lucada and Brooks are going to be in the mix. And what's
five stars
name?
Coming Brandon in, Brandon Smith. Smith.
Yeah. I would say those. I would say, and D-line if everybody comes back, especially my boy Yitor.
Well, he's coming back.
He's coming right. back.
Doesn't he have no a choice. Choice.
Yeah. You get another
I
want season.
To see him at 270 next year just wailing on people. Because it's only about 10 more pounds for Etor, and then look out.
All bets are off. All right, let's keep it moving. This one's from David in Shippensburg, Pennsylvania. What do we know about Jan Johnson's eligibility? Is he? Can he come back?
Yeah.
Is he done?
He's not done.
He's listed as a graduate.
Yeah, yeah, but that's
because he graduated.
He got a degree right. already.
So that's because he's smart, year, right?
He should have one more year, yeah.
He did not. Did he get a medical for that?
2016, he tore his ACL. That was his redshirt freshman year.
Oh, okay.
His redshirt year, he wrestled for the wrestling team. So right. 16, 17, this should have been his redshirt junior year.
Got it.
He definitely can come back.
And let me just say this, okay? And maybe this might be the best question, even though that wasn't really that great of a question. Because it enables me to tell the Jan Johnson story.
Ross has okay? got his hands in the air. Look out.
This guy was 2-time state wrestling champion.
At 145. Just think about that.
A ran the option quarterback, okay, in high school.
From Muhlenberg.
Governor Mifflin.
Governor Mifflin. The Mules.
He had the Mustangs.
Watch it.
Good try. Come on. Governor Mifflin lightly, Mustangs. Man. So he... He had four rides to Fordham and Akron and chose to walk on at Penn State instead. He goes there freshman year. They take him off the football team to wrestle, and he wins matches as a heavyweight.
I think he won one. It's tough sledding.
Okay, but he didn't get killed in the other
correct,
one.
Correct.
He won his first one.
Kale liked him. That's all you need to know.
He
Kale likes
first
you.
One.
That's, yeah.
They won the national championship. So he's a national championship ring or whatever. Then he comes back to the football team. Tears his ACL the next year, and you're thinking, I don't know. I mean, he already wasn't that athletic to begin with. Keeps battling to the point where now, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he's captain of the team next year. One of the captains. I don't know if that'll happen or not, but right. it wouldn't shock me. And he's either leading tackler or second leading tackler, I guess, with Micah.
Second leading tackler behind yeah. Micah. Three behind him.
I mean, to walk on and start for Penn State both wrestling and football? I mean, whoever does such a thing?
It's Berks absolutely County kids, unbelievable. That's who.
Yeah. And I tell you what, you know who else is pretty good? Isaac Lutz on special teams. He is. He does it. I'm not kidding. He does a nice job on special teams. He does. So I'm going with that last question as the best question in Shippensburg because I got to talk about Jan Johnson and the incredible story that more people nationally need to be talking about.
All right.
That'll You're the winner, Shippensburg.
Congratulations, David and Shippensburg. You won the Berks County Ask Ross segment. All right, stick with us. That'll do it for quarter three from the Labatt Studio. Stick with us. We're going to talk college football playoffs, maybe a little bit about championship games when we come right back.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.